Hallelujah. 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 We pray, Father, that your anointing rest upon your word tonight, that it may be a strength to the hearts of your people. We pray that you touch everybody. Touch those that are feeble tonight, your way. Those that need strength. We pray for your healing power to touch everybody, to heal every ailment. You are medicine. You are the healing balm of Gilead. We trust you for the healings. You touch the headaches, the allergies, whatever it may be your way, the pains, the back pain, the leg pains, the feet pain, the foot pain, whatever it is your way, we decree thy healing in the name of Messiah. By his stripes are we healed. We decree that in that wonderful name. We thank you, Yahweh, for we are healed. And healing is the bread of thine children. We decree it in the name of Messiah by faith. We believe it's done, Father. That's all we have to stand upon. The faith of thine word. We stand upon the faith of thine word, Yahweh. We trust you for the healing. Break every shackle. Set every mind free, the mind and the heart and the thoughts over unto you, Yahweh. We bless you tonight. We thank you. In that wonderful name of Yahshua, the Messiah, we thank you, Father. And the saints said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh, we bless you. You may be seated. We bless him tonight and thank him for all things. For his mercies endureth forever. But a profound truth, in the midst of our depravity and sins, our iniquities, yet he extends his hand to us, bring up out of, us up out of the mire of sin and darkness. For our minds are not given over unto the powers of darkness. Our thoughts are motivated by carnal and natural things, and not governed by the law of Yahweh. And in this hour, the law of the flesh, because Messiah has made us free from the law of sin and death, the law of the Spirit of Messiah, he has made us free from that law of corruption, that we do not have to walk in a corrupt spirit or mind, but we can follow the laws of Yahweh. And in this hour that the enemy is working his work, as the old ones would say, to seduce the mind and the hearts of many. Their minds are easily seduced. They're easily deceived. Because this is an emotional generation. They don't base things on facts. That's why they call it propaganda. It's so very easily to deceive the people, the masses of the people. You can almost train their minds to think the way you want them to think. That's why we need the mind of Messiah. So we can think like the Father. We in our own natural state, our minds are far from him because they only think of carnal things and natural things. We need the mind of the Spirit. For that mind thinks of the things of the Spirit. If a man sows to the flesh, he's going to reap corruption. And so we constantly sow to the natural mind. And because you sow in your natural mind, your thoughts are constantly corrupt thoughts. They're carnal thoughts and fleshly thoughts. When a man soweth to the Spirit, he shall reap life everlasting. And so there shall be a living well or a living well spring that ought to erupt in our souls constantly if we are actually walking in the Spirit and thinking in the Spirit. But because the enemy, as he offered Messiah these natural things, he's offering the masses the natural things today. And of course he will not fulfill his promises either. Yahweh gave us an assurance of his promise. That's why he sent Messiah to die. To die on the cross. He died on that stake, that tree for our sins to redeem us from the curse of this life. From the curse. Death would have no power. We would not have to fear death or anything of that nature. But he gave us confidence in the death of that body. Natural and a natural physical man. I know people want to deny that, But he was the word of Yahweh made flesh. He was a natural, biological, physical man. He did everything that you and I did. But he had the power and strength of Yahweh because he was the firstborn. He was the firstborn, he was the begotten, the first begotten of the Father. What a profound statement that is. You must understand, before the Aaronic or the Aaronic covenant of priesthood, it was always the firstborn had the authority and the power because he was the one that was the priest of the family. He was the one that offered up the accolades and the offerings unto Yahweh. He was the one that intrigued the father, and he was the strength of that family. And Messiah came to constitute that in a much more profound way than Yaakov and Esau when he stole or when he sold his birthright for a morsel of bread. He came to bring us the profound truth of that and the power of that begotten of the Father. We are the first fruit of the resurrection of Messiah. As he was the firstborn, the first begotten of the Father, we are the first fruit of that resurrection. So it gives us that power and authority that we may go to the Father and inquire of the Father without any doubt, for he gave us assurance that our Father lives, and that his words are eternal, and his righteousness is an everlasting righteousness that we should not have any doubt at all. What the enemy is doing in this hour, he is trying to cause a state or a mind of weariness and faint-heartedness to befall the people in this hour. Now, Scripture tells us why that we are weary today, why we are faint-hearted. I tell you, saints, when one is weary, it is one that has lost the spirit, truly, of Yahweh to lead and to guide them. Because that is what the anointing will do. It will lead and guide us into all truths. And when that weary spirit overtakes one, they will do anything to satisfy their own flesh and not the things of the spirit. Now, I want to show us something in Scripture. If you sense that weariness today, your heart is faint, there's a reason why. And if I ask us, why are we weary? We will come with all kinds of explanations. But Scripture must tell us why we're weary. And why there is a weariness upon us. And why our hearts are faint. Why our hearts, we sense that faint of heart. That there is no life to press beyond that opposition that oppose us. That our hearts are willing to give in and to give up. We look for other alternatives. And there's only one way. There's no other alternative. There's only one way, only one way, and that is through Messiah unto Almighty Yahweh, and that is it. And that is the name of the Father Yahweh, and His Son is Yahshua. It's not Jesus, it is not Lord, it is not God. He has a name, and His name is an honorable name, and His name is going to be extolled above the heights of all of His creation. His name is. For in that name is His justice, His laws, His righteousness, and everything is established in His name. Before He could establish this, He had to let Israel know whom He was. Because He would give them a law and a governing power to govern them, and they would know exactly who it was from. It is not according to the law of the Baptists, the Methodists, believe me, saints, all of these titles are God's. That's why the Baptist will say, I am a Baptist. That's why the Methodist will say, I am a Methodist. I am an Episcopalian. I am a Church of God, a Church of God in Christ. These are their gods. Has nothing to do with the Father. Nothing at all. I want to read from Scripture. It says in Genesis, Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 25, verse 29. Beloved, we are the beloved of Yahweh. We are sons of Almighty Yahweh. It does not yet appear what we are to be or what we truly are. But we know that when Messiah appears, we shall see Him as He is, for we shall be like Him. Beloved, now are ye the sons of Yahweh. So there is a birthright there. And the powers of hell knows, they know that there is a birthright. And that birthright entitles us, gives us the authority to offer up accolades and praise offerings unto the Father. And the forces of hell do not want you to do that. So what will they do? They will try anything in this hour to cause a weariness to overcharge you and to overtake you. And when a man is weary, he has no ability to fight. His spirit is lost. He cannot even function properly. When one faint, they don't understand what is actually taking place. And so there's a spirit of this hour that is trying to draw the saints away from the birthright of Almighty Yahweh. We cannot be moved in this hour, saints. We must hold fast unto our hope, salvation through Messiah. Scripture says in Genesis chapter 25, verse 29, it reads, "And Jacob, he cooked some stew," or "he sought pottage." Now that is a better expression than "he cooked something." Jacob cooked stew or sought pottage. Scripture says, "And Esau came from the field, and he was faint," he was famished or weary. And that's what this field of this world does. It weary one. A man is caught up in the entrapments of the world. You're overtaken by these entrapments. It seduces one's spirit. For there are many things that you can never have, but yet the world offers them to you constantly to draw you away from the very strength of your heritage and your birthright. Did not Satan do that with Messiah? He offered him all the things of the world, for he knew his birthright. He knew what was placed upon him. He understood his calling, his purpose, and the manifestation of that power whereby Yahweh had manifested in that body of clay. So he came from this field and he was very weary. He was faint or famished in his spirit. And Esau said unto Jacob, he said, "Feed me, I pray thee, with some or with that same red pottage or stew, for I am faint, I am weary." Therefore was his name called Edom, red. That is why his name was called that. Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." Sell me your birthright. That is the trick of hell today. Satan is saying, "Sell me your birthright. Now I will offer you things that are apparative to your birthright. Yet they have no power at all, saints. They have no longevity." He sold his birthright for something to satisfy his belly. It had no lasting gratification. It had no longevity at all. It went into his belly and out of his drawer. Yet he said, "Sell me your birthright." Now that is what the enemy is doing. That's why you sense this famishness or this famished spirit. You get weary. And you don't even know why you're getting weary. You get weary. You don't even understand why you're getting weary. If you ask yourself that question, you cannot tell me why you are weary. You will give me a reason you believe. And tell me why you think you're weary. Well, because of this, because I'm tired of this, I'm tired of that. Is that so? Well, I don't like it because someone said this, and I heard that, and I'm so tired of hearing that. It's causing me to become weary, then your strength is very small. You have very small strength. You have no strength at all. None whatsoever. And that's what Jacob did. He had no power of Yahweh's strength. And that's why he was willing to sell his birthright for a morsel of bread. The scripture calls him a fornicator. Why? Because he went after all kinds of strange deities and gods. That was the strength of Esau. He had other gods and he worshipped other spirits and he sought things of higher power. They called him a profane fornicator. That profane fornicator as Esau that sold his birthright for a morsel of bread. And so Satan knows those that are filled with this fornicating spirit. There's no faithfulness to Yahweh. There's no love for His truth. There is no adoration for Yahweh. And they are profane. They are vile. They are filthy. And they are unclean. And so He said, sell me your birthright. Well, the birthright, the one that had that right, they had the power and the authority to enter into that place with Almighty Yahweh. Are we sons of Yahweh? Then we ought to be able to enter before the throne room of Almighty Yahweh. Now what prevents us from doing that? First of all, it is the deeds of our flesh. It is not someone else's action that causes you not to enter before the throne of Yahweh. It's not because someone sinned against you. Because you're not to enter in before the throne of Yahweh. It is because the sin that is in your heart. It is because the corruption that is in you. Because if we're truly sons, we can go boldly before the throne of Yahweh. And we can cry, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed is His mighty name. So it's not the deeds or the action that someone has done to you that causes you not to get into that place whereby you can stand before His presence. It is not that. Not at all. Because we have a birthright. We are the first begotten of the resurrection. We are the first fruit of the resurrection of Messiah. We are the redeemed ones by the resurrection of the hope of Yahshua. For He did get up out of the grave. For He did get up out of the grave. And the Father did quicken Him. It was the Father that quickened Him. Isn't that amazing? We know that He was quickened by the Father, and yet the world never tells us the Father's name. We know that someone quickened Him, or made Him alive to bring Him up out of the grave. Who is the one that did that? If the one that did that, I want to know the mighty power of the one that made that one alive, that we believe is the Son of, quote, God, unquote. I want to know the one that made the Son alive. That 3 days and 3 nights, He got up out of the grave. What a profound thing that was done. I want to know the one that when He was baptized in Jordan by Yohanan, that the voice came thundering from the heavens. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm very well pleased. I want to know that one. Who is that one? What is His name? I want to know Him. I want to know that one. I want to know His name. For if He did that mighty work in that piece of clay, the body of Messiah was a piece of clay. He came through a woman. Her name was Miriam. He was conceived by the Spirit of Yahweh. So if that one conceived Him in that body of clay, I want to know Him. Who is He? What is that mighty one's name that He can take and put a seed of hope in a piece of clay and it brings forth the manifestation of His power, His honor, and His dynamics? I want to know who He is because He sounds like a mighty one to me. Now, I want to know Him. I don't want to know about Him. I want to know that one. Well, that's what Messiah came to do. To give us understanding of this birthright. That we do have now because of the hope that He has given unto us. And the hope did not come of itself or by some thing that Messiah did. It came because the Father put the hope in the Son to give us hope. That's how it came. He ordained all things. Messiah did not do anything that the Father had not ordained or purpose for the people that He had called out and elected, chosen them to be faithful unto Him, that His name may be established and the righteousness of His laws may be established in their hearts. Not this trash we call religion today. It established nothing. It established no righteousness at all. Righteousness at all. Trash what it does. Emotionalism and trash. That's all it does. He says, sell me your birthright. I want what you got, your birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of death. I'm at the point to die. At what profit shall this birthright do me? What profit shall this birthright do me? I'm at the point of losing my husband, my wife, my friends, my belongings. Now that is what people say today. What purpose of this birthright, this born again, or this redeeming factor? What good is that for me today? And that's what he declared. The very same thing today. That is what people say. Well, if my mother cannot go and I don't want to go, believe me, you don't have to worry about that. And that is the truth. He said, what good is this for me? What a statement that gave him the right and the strength and the power to enter into the presence of Yahweh. That's what the birthright does. But what is a son? It gives him the power to come before the presence of the Father. And the Messiah talked about this Father. Who is this Father? He's not some elusive one. And he is not known as God either. He's known as Yahweh. That is his name. That is his name. And he's not going to answer this wicked world because they're calling on all kinds of God. That's why Esau was a fornicator and a profane thing. That's why he was. That's why he sold his birthright. Because he was a fornicator. He dipped and dealt with every kind of vile spirit there was. He did not allow the law of Yahweh to instruct him nor to direct him. Now that's this generation today. They will not allow the law of Yahweh to correct us. They don't want that. And we wonder why we are so weary, famished, at the point of dying, that I'm ready to give up. I don't know if I want to just press on. I don't know if it's worth that. That's the heart of many today. I don't know what to do. Well, I know what to do. The scripture tells me what to do. If you did what the scripture tells you what to do, you would not be weary. If Esau had done what the law said, he would have not been weary. For first of all, he had the authority to intrigue the father. For he was the firstborn. He had the power to do that. That was the strength of any family. The firstborn, he was the one that interceded unto Yahweh. He had the authority to do that. He had the power and the rights to do that. But because he was a fornicator, he was profane, he began to play and began to think he could get by with what things he was doing before Yahweh. And that's what the world thinks today. Nobody sees me. I don't think this wrong, but Yahweh says it's wrong, it's wrong. He commands us to do a thing. We better do that. I don't care how our emotions are expressed or how we feel. It has nothing to do with what he commands us to do. When he tells us to do something, and we don't do it, we are rebellious. We are stubborn. You are wicked. You are sinful. That's what you are. Your heart is filled with iniquity. When he commands you to do things, he means what he says. He's not playing with that. He isn't. What father raises a child, when he tells him no, he doesn't mean no. He means no. He means no. When he says sit down, he means to sit down. And when the child doesn't do that, then he incurs the wrath of the father. That's what he incurs. He says, what good is this birthright? It has no power, has no strength because I'm about to die. What a fool. Not realizing that there was life in the birthright. That's what's in the birthright. There's life, there's an eternal hope in the birthright. I won't sell my birthright for anything at all. Nothing at all. And he says in verse 33, Yaakov said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Yaakov. Then Yaakov gave Esau bread and some pottage, some stew with lentils. And he did eat and drink. And he rose up and he went his way. And when he did that, he despised his birthright. He despised his birthright, because he was weary. He was faint at heart. He was spiritless. There was no anointing. Or the Spirit of Yahweh was not in him. There was no life or power to draw upon the profound truths and the laws of Yahweh. None whatsoever. Don't tell me he did not have the law. Because Abraham had the law. And the law was given unto Adam because he was commanded by Yahweh. You teach the woman. You tell her, don't touch that. Stay away from that. Leave that alone. When man rebelled against that, then he opened the floodgate of the darkness, of the powers of darkness, not only to come down from the heavens, but to enter into a man's spirit. And that's what we do, saints. When we go against the laws and the commands of Yahweh, we open ourselves up unto every kind of vile, unclean thing there is. He said, I'm about to die, I'm weary, I'm famished, I'm faint of heart. What good is this? And that's what folks say. What good is prayer? Why do I have to do this? I'm tired. Don't you understand? When you're tired, you don't want to do anything. You don't want to pray. When you're famished, you don't want to do anything like that. Then there's a reason why we sense a weariness. And if we understood that, we would do what Scripture said. And if we did what Scripture said, we would sense the anointing and the power of Yahweh to resurrect us. Because we don't do what he says, then we give up on the truth of Yahweh. We began to despise what he's done for us. That's what we began to do. We began to despise that. We began to despise his blessings. We began to despise the brotherhood. We began to despise those things. Well, because you're at the point of death. I'm famished. I'm tired. I'm weary. So I'll sell my birthright. For a morsel of bread, for the fellowship of the world, for the association of the world, to be a part of this wicked world, to be a part of their vile, corrupt ways and traditions. I won't do it your way, for I know in the birthright there is a profound heritage. As you come to those that have the right to be called sons of Yahweh. Beloved, now are we the sons of Yahweh. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. It doesn't appear what we shall be. Come on, the old bodies. Look at these old fleshly bodies. They have not been renewed. They have not put on the immortality. But we know that when we see the face of our Father, we're going to be like Him. We're going to shine in the brightness of His honor, and the brightness of His power, and the brightness of His strength. And you don't sell your birthright. Because it's just a weariness or a faintness of hearts. Many are doing that today. Many are doing that. And I want to direct you to this one scripture before I go farther. I want to show you why you're weary. It's a simple verse. If I ask us, we would all say something quite differently. Well, I feel this way or this or that. But scripture tells us, there are things it tells us not to do. It tells us things that tells us what to do. It says in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3 verse 11. It said, my son. My, what a profound statement. All scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. And everything that he deals with it as from a father's perspective. So he's speaking to his sons, his children. He says in Proverbs 3 and 11, my son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh. Many began to despise his correction. We don't like to be corrected. We don't like to be corrected. We don't want Yahweh to correct us. And he said, don't despise the correction of Yahweh, neither be weary of His correction. You see, that's why we get weary. Because we don't want Yahweh to correct us. Someone corrects us, we began to feel this faint of heart. I don't like that. Why did He say that to me? I don't need that. I'm better than that. And you began to sell off your birth heritage. And so we don't get weary, neither be weary when Yahweh corrects you. I'm sick of that. I'm tired of that. Oh, you've said that. You said that. I don't like that. I'm sick of that. Why? Because there's a weariness. And the powers of hell knows. The power of hell knows that when a man gets weary, he will sell his very soul. He will sell his soul. He will. He will sell his soul when he's weary. And Yahweh said, now I'm going to correct you. Now don't get weary. Don't get weary because I correct you. And that's why you sense this weariness. Because he's correcting many of your ways today. His house he's correcting. You begin to correct your child, they get weary, they get faint. They get faint of heart. And they're just flopped down with no energy like, I'm not going to do nothing. And that's the way we are. Because he's correcting us, we get weary. Because he's correcting us, we get weary with him correcting us. Because he's instructed us how to walk, which way to go, what things to do. We get weary of that. We're getting weary. There's no life in our hearts to rejoice about the goodness of Yahweh. So we're overtaken with this weariness today. And so we began to sell our birthright for some kind of trinket or some kind of thing that gives some momentary appeasement to our flesh. We don't despise the chastening of Yahweh. Don't hate that. Don't hate that. Neither be weary when he corrects you. Don't become spiritless when he corrects you in your way, when he corrects your ways and show you how you walked in error and you've done things wrong. You don't get weary when he began to do that. You should have begun to thank him and bless him. You tell me that Yahweh did not? Esau was the firstborn. Now what Yaakov did was a very deceitful thing what he did, but he understood the power of that birthright and he was willing to sell all to get that birthright. Sure he was. He was willing to sell all because he knew that that was the inheritance of the blessings. He knew that. He understood that fully. It was the fool Esau that did not understand that. And so when a little weariness came upon him, why? Because Yahweh tried to correct him in his fornicating ways. In his filthy ways, Yahweh would try to correct that fool. And so he became weary with the corrections of Yahweh. And that's what we do. We become weary. You that are parents, you know that. You watch your sons and your daughters become weary because you corrected them. You tell them, oh, mom, I heard that. Daddy, you said that 1,000 times. They become weary. And then when they become spiritless of that direction or that law, you find them doing all kinds of things. You find them walking on the law that is so corrupt, so profane, so wicked. They will do all kinds of things. Why? Because they don't want the correction. They don't want Yahweh to correct them. And that's this generation. They say they love him, and yet they get weary with him. They get very weary with him. Neither be weary of Yahweh's correction. When you're reproved, you get weary. I'm sick of that. I don't want to hear that. That's the attitude of this generation. You can say it's not, then you are deceiving your own self. So don't get weary when Yahweh begins to correct you. Because when you get weary, you're going to sell your soul. You will sell it for nothing. You will sell your soul for trinkets. For a simple pleasure for the moment. You will sell your soul. Sure you will. He's going to correct us. And this is the hour of correction. And so he's warning us, don't get weary now. You better watch out for that spirit, saints. I warn you. You better watch for that weary spirit. It's one that takes the spirit out of a man. It takes the life of the hope out of a man's heart. He becomes faint-hearted. And so you can't get weary in this hour when he begins to correct you. And in this hour, he is going to correct his house. We have sinned much. We have gone astray. So he is going to correct us. It says, for whom Yahweh loveth, he corrected. See, that's the strength of the saint because we know he loves us. Even as the Father, the Son, in whom he delighteth. And Satan say, get weary. He wants you to get weary. Why? Because he knows that the Father delights in that. He delighteth in his sons. And he corrects them that he may have good pleasure in his sons. That's why you can't become weary when Yahweh corrects you. You can't allow that to weary your mind and your heart. Whereby you lose heart. You lose a desire to press and to do what Scripture commands and tells you to do. Esau knew what to do. Yet he began to flirt with all kinds of spirits. That's what folks are doing today. They're flirting with every kind of vile, evil thing there is. The minds are not on the things of Yahweh. They're faint and they're weary. They're weary. And even when Yahweh tries to correct them in that, then they resist that. Because they despise any correction. Don't tell me that you love it when Yahweh corrects you. Don't tell me you have not despised the correction that has come your way. You have rejected it. You have rejected that correction. You have become very adamant. You become angry because you despise the chastening of Almighty Yahweh. And when you begin to despise that, you will become weary when he corrects you. You will become weary when he corrects you. So that is where your weariness is coming from, because there is a correction today. And you're getting weary because of that. You're getting very weary. There's no life in your spirit. None in your heart. There's nothing that brings forth this great desire burning in one's soul. For they get weary today so easily. They despise Yahweh's correction. They don't want Yahweh to correct them. That's why he gave us laws to keep us walking in the way. In the way of truth. He gave us laws to walk in the way of truth. Why? Because his commandment is the truth. His law is the truth. So he gave us that to walk in the way of truth. To correct us. And to keep us in the way that we will not become weary. And this is a generation that is weary. And the natural says, you see, the worration, their worry, that's why there's so many diseases and so many emotional swings. Why? Because they're weary. There's no life in them at all. Just a clunk of clay with no life, no power, no hope whatsoever. None at all. None at all. We cannot become weary as he corrects us in this hour. Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, verse 7. He tells us, be not deceived. This is a deceived nation today. He said, be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. You're not going to mock him and make a fool of him. For whatsoever man soweth, not he might, but that shall he also reap. You're going to reap what you sow. I don't care if you sowed it 30 years ago, you're going to reap it. For he that soweth to his flesh. We think our corruption is because someone else. Ye have sown that to your flesh. He that has sown soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You must understand what you're sowing today, saints. Whether you're sowing a spiritual seed, or a natural or a carnal seed. Don't be deceived now. Whatever you're sowing now, you're going to reap whatever you're sowing. And he says in verse 9, he says now, and let us, and let us, and let us not be weary, and let us not now. He commanded them, don't be weary if you are doing well in Messiah and well doing. He said, for in due season ye shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not, you don't faint, you don't give up, you don't turn away from the principles and the laws of Yahweh. He said, you're doing right, don't get weary. Well, I'm doing right and I've been reproved, don't get weary. You always say, if he loves you,
Every son he chastens. He corrects them. He makes sure they walk in the right way, the right path. Let us not be weary, for we're doing well. Let us not be spiritless without that spirit of power. And that is the truth of Yahweh burning in our souls, that we know what the promise of Yahweh is, and that we can have hope in that. Esau had the anointing and the power of the covenant that he could have decreed the blessings upon the house. But because he was weary, he sold that for bread. For piece of bread. For piece of bread. He sold his birthright for a piece of bread. How many today are selling their birthright for a piece of bread today? Isn't that what short time offered Messiah? To sell his birthright. If thou be the son of Yahweh, command these stones to be made bread. He knew his inheritance. He knew who he was. And the folks are getting weird because they don't know who they are. I know who I am. I'm a son of Yahweh. And I won't get weary in well doing. Oh no, because in due season I will reap. Now if you faint, you're not going to reap. In due season, you will reap. If you do not faint, you will reap from the harvest if you do not faint. So we cannot become weary in this hour. We can't get weary when he corrects us. He's going to correct you about you, your walk, your talk, your life. Everything is going to line up with scripture. It's not going to line up with your emotions, I'm telling you. It's not going to line up with your heritage, your natural, carnal, biological heritage. It's not going to line up that way. His laws are not carnal laws, they're spiritual laws. I'm carnal soul unto sin. For we know that the law is spiritual. And Saul said, but I'm carnal. And this old flesh, it is soul out to sin. That's why we need a spiritual law to guide us. And we can't get weary with the law of Yahweh corrects us. We command us to do things. We can't get weary with him. We can't get upset. And yet this generation does that. Get very weary. You get so weary you don't want to praise him. You don't want to lift your hands. You don't want to pray. That's why most of you are weary too, because you don't do that. Scripture says that. No praying. Very little of that today. You get weary. Oh, Esau didn't pray, believe me. He didn't fall down his profane and his fornicating way. No, he did not. Not one bit at all. Scripture said, if we faint in the day of our adversary, then little is our strength. If we faint in the day of adversity, then we have no strength at all. And we become weary in the day of trial. You have no strength. And when there's a little trial that you encounter by, you faint. You become very weary. And you begin to draw on flesh. That's what it will cause you to do. When you become weary, saints, it will cause you to rely upon flesh. That's what Esau did. He tried to say the thing that literally damned him to darkness. He tried to say flesh. And we try to say the thing that literally corrupts us. We sow to it, so we reap corruption. And we try to say the very thing that brings about a damnation upon our souls. But we ought to be sowing to the spiritual laws. We ought to be obeying and doing what the laws of Yahweh say, that we may have the eternal life. Why? Because Messiah is the purpose and the promise to fulfill all things that were written. And he did that. He did it. And so the enemy tried to besiege him with that weariness. Oh yes, Yahweh corrected that flesh too. On that cross. On that tree of Calvary. He caused them to beat that body until it was marred more than any man. Whereby the flesh had no power to rise up to become weary. When he found himself in a position whereby he knew that death was imminent. And he was at that time. He went away with certain ones to pray. When he came back and found them not praying, they were not praying. Why? Because they had lost hearts. They were weary. They all went back. They all went back in sin. They turned their back. They all forsook him. You can address that any way you want to, but every last one of them forsook him. They turn their hearts away from Him as we do today. We forsake Him. In our weariness, you will forsake Him. You will forsake His laws, His righteousness, and you will establish your own righteousness. And it will corrupt you. That's all your righteousness does, corrupt you. Make you more corrupt, evil, more wicked. That's all it does. It doesn't make you right. It doesn't make you right. It doesn't make you do the things that are pleasing unto the Father. No, it doesn't.